So there's a small hill to climb.
Roughly a dozen people followed behind Craig Thomas in a single file through a brief stretch of forested coastline along Chambers Lake. Thomas, an engineering and operations manager at the Chester County Water Resources Authority, led the group atop the Hibernia Dam.
This is 65 feet tall to the toe, so 99% of this embankment is out of sight. And so what's really important for us is to keep track of what's going on inside the earthen embankment.
Without the dam, downstream communities along the Brandywine Creek would have an even tougher time managing stormwater. But despite this huge piece of county-owned infrastructure, severe weather events, supercharged by climate change, continue to cause problems. Hurricane Ida and an unnamed storm in 2021 left Coatesville underwater, leading to two state of emergency declarations in just 3 months.
You know, that was the beginning of what we looked at as a crisis with the stormwater management system.
That's James Logan, Coatesville city manager. He said residents are afraid. The city's stormwater infrastructure is more than 60 years old. The biggest hurdle to upgrading it is the high price tag. To make necessary improvements, officials need $9 million. For comparison, the city only raked in $10.7 million in 2020 revenue.
We don't have a slush fund or rainy day fund, no pun intended, to just put into the construction of a new stormwater management system.
It will take time for the city to raise the money, time the city might not have. In May, FEMA awarded Coatesville a $621,000 grant to cover the cost of project scoping activities. The money would fund preliminary work needed before any construction can begin. Colleen Terry, president of Econ Partners, helped the city secure the funding.
It's tremendous because absent that funding, we weren't certain where it was, you know, how we were going to get to the point of being able to go to construction.
Dr. Sanaa Bian, executive director of the Chester County Water Resources Authority, said a lot of municipalities in Chester County are struggling with the same issue. Some places don't even have their stormwater systems mapped out. She said the state requirements focused on just addressing stormwater within municipal boundaries.
I think the county is more supportive of taking a holistic approach as opposed to just putting Band-Aids on the problems. It just doesn't make sense for one municipality to address their stormwater issues when it's just going to go downstream to the next municipality and make their stormwater issues worse.
We know that water from the lake is going to move through the dam. That's not a concern that it's moving through the dam. What we want to do is we want to control that water and keep track of it.
City and county officials all agreed that collaboration is key for these communities to mitigate flooding along the watershed. So does Brian Winslow, the Watershed Conservation Director for the Brandywine Red Clay Alliance. Winslow has already seen some of this happening at the municipal level. He said residents, too, are stepping up to address flood mitigation. This spring, the Brandywine Red Clay Alliance gave out 6,500 trees with the County Conservation District to residents interested in making their land more resilient to flooding.
One woman pulled up. She said she was 80 years old. She has a stake truck, and she lives in a retirement community. She said, "I'm here to pick up 200 trees for our retirement community." And I said, "Oh, that's great. So the staff's going to plant them." She goes, "No, the residents are." And I said, "Well, geez, you know, that's really impressive." She goes, "I know. Our goal is that these trees are as tall as we are before we go."
Winslow said it was inspiring to see people doing the work on their piece of land, wherever they live, even if it's for a short time. Kenny Cooper, WHYY News.